Sechtesbab Mitzia, Daf Pei Aleph, six lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Omid Beis, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Daf Pei Omid Aleph that taught us Bekulan Sha'amru Tol Shecha V'Havei Mai Shemichinam. That although the Mishnah stated that an Umid is considered Shemisacha, however, if the craftsman tells his client that I've completed your item, you could pick up your item at any time, and you don't have to pay in order to pick up your item. So the Umid isn't holding the item hostage until the owner or his client pays for it. So at this point, the Umid is considered Shemichinam. And keep in mind that we will see three very similar versions of the next Gemara. And our Gemara begins, Amalei Shoyel Shalach B'Sholcho Omeisa Chayiv V'Chein B'Shoa Shemachzira. And the Mishnah is discussing a Mashal and a Shoyel, and we know that someone that borrows something from someone is Chayiv in all Ointin as Kol Hanashaloi. And the Mishnah tells us that if Reuven is borrowing an animal from Shimon, and he tells Shimon to send the animal with the Shliach, and Shimon listens to Reuven, and he sends the animal with the Shliach, and while the Shliach is traveling to deliver the animal to Reuven, the animal and the animal dies in a normal manner, so Reuven is chayiv as it's considered that the period of she'ilah already began, and Reuven is already chayiv ba'insin. However, Reuven didn't ask Shimon to send the animal, and Shimon did so on his own accord, so Reuven would only be chayiv ba'insin once he actually physically receives the animal, and if the animal dies while on the way to Reuven, Reuven would not be chayiv. And similarly, the Mishnah states, if Reuven unilaterally sends the animal back to Shimon with the shliach, and the animal dies on the road, so Reuven would still be responsible. However, if Shimon told Reuven to send the animal with the shliach and the animal dies on the road, then Reuven would no longer be chayiv or responsible, as considered like he already gave the animal back to Shimon. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rafram ba Papa Amr Chista lo shanu elu shechzir b'techi mei she'ilasa aval achi mei she'ilasa pata. Rafram ba Papa explained the name of Chista that regarding returning the animal to the original owner, the only time Reuven would still be chayiv is if he unilaterally sent it back to Shimon prior to the end of the term. However, if the term of the she'ilo already expired, then even if Shimon didn't tell Reuven to send the animal back, and the animal died while on the way back to Shimon, or even if the animal actually died while it was still in Reuven's home, Reuven would be pata, as he is no longer considered a she'il. The Gemara continues, Masa Rav Nachman Papa. So Rav Nachman Papa will ask a question on this member of Rav Nachman Papa, who said this over in the name of Chista, and he will ask a question for our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, V'kul she'amru tola shalcha v'havei moi she'imin chinam, that the Mishnah stated that if the Umman tells his client that you can pick up your item and you can pay me at a later point and I no longer want to be a Shoyim for this item, so the Umman will now become a Shoyim Chinam. And Rav from Papa states that we should be medayik that if the Umman only advised the client that he completed his task but didn't specifically tell the client that he should pick up the item, so even though the client now knows that the item is ready, the Umman would still be chayiv and still consider Shoyim Esacha. Based on this deik of the Mishnah, then how could Rav Nachman have just taught us that since the mashal knows that the term is over, so even if the animal dies in the shoyl's house, the shoyl is pata, if l'chayr based on the diak of our Mishnah, the shoyl should still be chayiv ba'insin, even though the owner knows that the term of sheila has already ended. And we continue on that pei aleph amid aleph, and the Gemara answers, loi ha havei mois v'toyla shalcha shoyim esacha. The Gemara answers that the diak that you tried to make from the Mishnah is incorrect, as really even if the Umman would just advise the client that he completed the item, the Umman would no longer be considered a Shoyim Esacha, just like Rav Nachman stated, b'negeya the end of the term of She'ila. And the actual diak that we should make from the Mishnah is that if the Umud would tell his client that in order for you to be able to pick up your item, you must prepay me, so the Umud is using this item as collateral in order to get paid for his services, and therefore the Umud would still be considered a Shoyim Esacha. Therefore, from our Mishnah, we don't have a raya against the din that Rav from our Papa stated in the name of Rav Chista, but the Gemara is, ava gemartiv mai Shoyim Echinam, but based on what you're telling me, that even if the Umman would actually just say that I completed your item, then the din would be that at that point he would be a Shoyim Echinam, even though the Umman did not specify to his client that you have to pick up the item and I no longer want to be a Shoyba. And l'chayra ihachi, if so, abdatani v'kulin sh'amru tola shalcha v'havei moi Shoyim Echinam, why did the Mishnah give an example and stated that if the Umman tells his client that you should come pick up your item and you could bring me the money later on, then he's considered and categorized as a Shoyim Echinam from that point forward? We should have given a bigger chiddush, and we should have said that even if the Umman didn't tell him to pick it up and didn't specify that I don't want to be a Shoyim any longer, and he only stated that I completed the item, then at that point, automatically, he should no longer be a Shoyim Esacha, and the Umman will now be categorized as a Shoyim Echinam. And certainly, in a case where the Umman specified that I want you to pick up your item and I no longer want to be a shomer, that certainly in that case, he will no longer be categorized as a shomer sacha and he'll be categorized as a shomer chinam. And the Gemara answers that in a chinami, really the Mishnah could have stated the case of gemartiv, and even if the Umar would have just notified his client that he completed his item, at that point the Umar would no longer be a shomer sacha and would be a shomer chinam. And the reason why the Mishnah specifically gave a case where the Umar said to the client that you should take your item is because Tola Shacha is Truchalei. The Mishnah was telling us a Chiddush in that scenario, as Salkadat Chamina, Shem Echinim Nami Lehave, as one may think that in that case, the Umar would not even Mechayev as a Shem Echinim because he told his client that you should pick up the item and I no longer want to be a Shema. Certainly, the Gemara doesn't mean that he won't be Chayev as a Shem Echinim, and if he'd be Pesheya, he wouldn't be Chayev, as certainly if he's Pesheya, then he'd be Chayev in that scenario. But the Gemara means that one may have thought that he wouldn't be chayiv like a shomer chinam, and if the item was stolen or if it was lost, then the Uman wouldn't even have to make a shvuas hashomim and wouldn't even have to swear that the item was stolen or lost, and he would even be potter from making a shvuah and kamash mo'an that he still has a din of a shomer chinam and he would still have to make a shvuah. And as Rashi says, kamash mo'an the inner tevsa aschari hu dekamalei, that all that the Uman was telling his client is that I'm not going to hold back the item for my wages, but he never removed himself from being a shomer, and he's still considered a shomer chinam. And the Gemara continues, Ikud Amri, that there's another version of this Gemara, that Omer of Nachma Papa, that instead of Rav Nachma Papa asking a question on the memory of Rav Ma Papa and the name of Chista, Rav Nachma Papa was actually bringing a raya from a Mishnah to this memory. Rav Nachma Papa stated, that we see the same Yisrael in our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, that once a Uman tells his client that you should come pick up your item, and I'm not holding it back for payment, then he's considered shomer chinam. And my love, who hadin gamativ, and l'chari, there should be no chiluk between him saying that you should pick up your item, or if the uman tells the client that I completed your item, and at that point he should no longer be a shomer sacha, and at that point he'll become a shomer chinam, and therefore be a raya to the member of Rav Chista. And the Gemara responds that loy, that's not a raya from our Mishnah, katul shalcha shani, as the Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where the uman told his client that you should come pick up your item, but in a chinami, if he just said that I completed my task, then potentially the Uman would still be considered a shomer sacha, and potentially from our Mishnah, there would actually be a question to Rav Chista, as you see that even though they completed their task, they still consider shomer sacha, and the same would be true in the case of She'ela, that even though the Mashal knows that the term of the loan is already completed, the Shel possibly would still be chayiv, and that would not be like the din of Rav Chista, as we explained before. And the Gemara continues with a similar idea, as Hunumar Bar Marimo Kamid Ravino Rami Masisna Hadadi Mishani. Hunumar, the son of Marimo, was in front of Ravino and he asked the Stira from two Mishnayas. He brought the answer to the Stira, as tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Vakulan Shamu Tulo Shachov Havi Moy Shemichinam, Vuadin Legamativ. As our Mishnah stated, that if an Uman tells his client that I completed your item and you should come pick it up, then he's considered a Shemichinam and no longer considered a Shemisacha, and seemingly the same din would be if he just told him that I completed your item, therefore the client knows that he has to pick it up, and therefore the Uman would no longer be considered Shomer Sacha, and we would consider Shomer Chinam. For a minute, I'll ask you a stira from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Chesam Beis that stated, Amalei Shoyel Shalach B'Sholcho Meisa Chayiv V'Chein B'Shor Shemach Zira. The Pashas, the Mishnah is even talking about a case where the term of the She'ela was already completed, and even so, the only way that the Shoyel will be Pata is if the Mashal tells the Shoyel to send it back to him, but otherwise the Shoyel would still be chayiv ba'insin, and l'chari, that's a stira to our Mishnah. And the Gemara tells us Umishani and Mar Bar Meima now responded and answered the stira, and he brought the memory of Rav from our Papa in the name of Chista, that Amr Rav from our Papa Amr Chista loyshana al hashichzu b'techim eishay lasa, that the only time that the shoyel is still considered shoyel and therefore is still chayiv ba'insin until he returns the item to the owner, or until the owner tells him that he should return it with the shliach, is only if he's returning it prior to the end of the term of the she'ela. However, aval achim eishay lasa pata, if it's already after the term of the she'ela and the animal dies, and even if the animal dies in the reshus of the shoyel, and since the mashal knows that the term of she'ela already ended, therefore the shoyel is no longer chayiv, and that is similar to the case of an uman that tells the client that I already completed the task, and since the client knows that his item was completed, therefore automatically the uman is no longer considered shomer sacha and is only considered shomer chinam. The Gemara continues, Potter Mishoyel V'chayiv K'shomer Sacha Idumah Shomer Sacha Nami Loi Havi. Rav Chista just taught us that once the term of She'ila is over, then the She'ila is no longer considered a She'ila, and even if the animal dies in the She'ila's house, the She'ila is no longer responsible for Einsin. And the Gemara's question is that when Rav Chista stated this din, does he mean that the She'ila is no longer considered a She'ila and is not Chayav B'Einsin, but he's still considered like a Shem Yisachar and is Chayav B'Gnev Aveda? Or do we say that he's not even Chayav B'Gnev Aveda, and at this point he's not even considered a Shem Yisachar? And Amar Meiman, Amar Meiman states, Mistavra Potem She'il V'Chayav K'Shem Yisachar, that it's Mistavra that even though the She'il is no longer Chayav B'Einsin, but he's still Chayav like a Shem Yisachar, and he's going to be Chayav B'Gnev Aveda, that since the Mashal lent this item to the She'il, and the She'il had so much Hana, as we know that a She'il is Kol Anoshaloi, and he had all this Hana for free, and the Mashal lent him this item and didn't charge him for the item, so therefore the She'il understands that he's also going to do a favor for the Mashal and return the favor, and he'll act as a Shem Yisachar for the Mashal until the Mashal picks up the item, and until that point he will be Chayav B'Gnev V'Aveda. And the Gemara continues, Tani Kavasa Ameima, bring your raya to this Yisoyed of Ameima from a Braisa, and Ameima just stated that even though a She'il is no longer Chayav B'Einsin and is no longer considered a She'il, but he still has Chiyuvim of a Shem Yisachar, as the Braisa states, Halakeh Kelim Beis Uman L'Shagron L'Beis Chamav V'Amalai Im Mekamah Isim Meni Ani Naisel L'Chadameim V'Mlav Ani Naisel L'Chalif Yitavis HaNoshben. And the Braisa tells us, V'Nensu Balich HaChayev B'Chazir HaPata V'Pnei Shehu K'Nais HaSachar. The Braisa teaches us, if a chassan takes an item from a craftsman in order to send a gift to his future father-in-law's house to give a gift to his kala, and he makes up with the storekeeper that if the kala likes the gift and keeps the gift, then I will pay you. But if they don't accept the gift and they send it back to me, then I can back out and I can return the item and I won't buy the item from you, but I will still pay you a small fee, because ultimately I will certainly have Tayus Hanah from this item, as my kala and future father-in-law will be happy that I sent the gift. And the Braisa teaches us that the din is that if an oinus occurred while the item was in transit on the way to his father-in-law's house, so the chassan is chayiv. And as Rashi says, the hull of the kotzes demayin, that since they made up a price, mashke l'shem l'kicha, harem l'kuchim b'yodai ad shiyodah she'ina l'kucha, then it's considered as if Reuven owes this item until we know for certain that she didn't want this gift, and therefore it's not considered that he bought this item. V'achi nami amirinu ba'meches esfina, amishmo al l'kech klim in ha'uman amanas l'vakroi v'im'ein b'imum yukachenu v'nenes b'yodai chayiv v'hu dekitze demer, and that is only if they made up a set price. However, the Braisa continues that if the item is damaged while it's on the way back and be returned, then the chassan will be potter and will not be chayav b'einsin, as he now only considered Shem Yisachar and isn't chayav b'einsin, but certainly he's still chayav b'gnev aveda. And therefore we see that even though someone is now potter from einsin, but since l'maisa he has some benefit, so he accepts it upon himself to be a Shem Yisachar until he actually returns the item. And of course this is the same concept as Amema just taught us, and as Rashi states, b'chazira potter ma'einsin m'pteishu k'nois Yisachar b'chazira v'loy k'shoel, because at the point that the item is on the way back, he's considered like a Nais HaSachar and not like a She'il. And what is the wages that the chassan received? Because he had enough, because he could take pride in the fact that he sent this gift. And this is exactly like a Meimah taught us. And certainly in a case where someone borrows something and he didn't pay for the use of this item, that certainly a She'il will still be considered a Shem Yisachar and will still be Chayav B'Gnev Aveda. The Gemara continues, Ahu Gavad Zavli Chamer L'Chavre, Reuven sold a donkey to Shimon, Amalei K'mamtina Le L'Duchta Ploini, and Shimon told Reuven at the time that he bought the item from him that I'm going to take this Chamer to a specific spot, I'm going to try to sell the donkey, and Imiz Davne Mutav, if I will sell it, then it will be good, and this Mekach will be Kayim, V'Loi, and if I don't sell it, Mahadan Le Nalach, then I'll bring it back to you and I'll be able to return it. And basically took this donkey on consignment, Ozov Leiz Davna, and Lemaisa Shimon went to that town and he wasn't able to sell the donkey, Uvahadu de Ka'asa, and when he was coming back and bringing the donkey back, Isnes and Oinus occurred and the Chamor was damaged or the Chamor died, and also Kamed Ram Nachman, and they came in front of Ram Nachman with the Shaila, and Chaybe and Ram Nachman was still Mechayev Shimon Ba'insin, even though at this point Shimon didn't sell the item and he was on the way back to bring the item back to Reuven. And the Gemara tells us, Esvei Rabbi Ram Nachman, so Rabbi asked a question to Ram Nachman to the Braisa that we just mentioned, Nentu Balicha Chayev V'Chazara Potah M'Pleishu K'Nois HaSachar, and we see that once you're on your way back, you're Potah from Einsin and you're only Chayev B'Gnev Aveda, and why should it be that Shimon is Chayev B'Einsin and l'chayr Shimon should be potter, since Shimon's deal was that he's only going to keep the item if he sells the item, and l'maisa, since Shimon didn't sell the chamor while he was in the city, so l'chayr at this point, at the most, Shimon should be considered a shay mesacha and not considered a shoyel, and should not be chay ba'insin. The Gemara tells us, Omalei Rav Nachman responded to Rabba, chazar dahai halichahi, that this case is very different than the case of the chosin, as in the case of the chosin, once the kala doesn't want this item any longer, and the chosin no longer has any use for this item, and therefore certainly he wants to return the item. However, in our case, even though it's true that Shimon was not able to sell the item in that city, but certainly while Shimon's on the way back to bring the animal back to Reuven, he still has all the dinim as if he's walking towards that city, as my time and was the reason. As svaru, that this is a simple svaru, b'chazirasa ilu eshkach lezvune milei zavna, that certainly if Shimon would find a buyer while he's traveling back to give the animal to Reuven, certainly Shimon would sell the item. Therefore, we still have to consider it as if Shimon bought this item from Reuven and he didn't yet return the item to Reuven. And therefore, even if an innocent will occur while Shimon is bringing the animal back to Reuven, Shimon will still be responsible. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Shmar li v'eshmalcha shay mesacha, that if Reuven asks Shimon to watch something for him, and in return, I will watch something for you, then Reuven and Shimon are both considered shay mesacha, and if the item is stolen, then it will be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, v'amai, and why would you be chayiv b'gneva aveda, if shmir v'bailim hi, if it's considered a case where there's a shomer that's watching something for someone else, and meanwhile that person is working for him, as Rashi brings that the pasuk says in balav imoy lo yishalim, and we learn out later on imoy b'malachtoi, that as long as he's working together with him and he's doing work for him, that the shomer would be potter. And Rashi points out v'afagav de b'shoyel ksiv, that even though this pasuk is stated b'negei shoyel and not b'negei shomer, however l'kamon dashin le'inami akulu shomim, that l'maisa daf tzadik heyom and aleph, the Gemara will actually learn that this din doesn't only apply to a shoyel but applies to all shomim. And because of this question, Amar Papa, so Rav Papa states the Amalei that Reuven said to Shimon, Shmar li ayayim, that you should watch this item for me today, and then I will guard an item for you tomorrow. And l'maisa, since Reuven and Shimon are working for each other on different days and they're not working for each other simultaneously, therefore it's not considered shmir v'bailim, and that's why both Reuven and Shimon would be chayiv to the other for geneva aveda. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Shmar li v'eshmalcha, if Reuven says to Shimon that you should watch my property and then I will watch your property for you, or hashileni v'esholcha, or you should lend me an item and then I will lend an item to you, or shmar li, or you should guard an item for me v'esholcha, and I will lend you my property, or hashileni v'eshmalcha, Reuven says to Shimon that I want you to lend me an item and I will watch your property for you, kul nasu shem misacha zelzeh, then all these cases, each one is considered shem misacha for the other. Once again, the Gemara asks, v'amai, and why would you be considered shem misacha michai for gnei v'aveda, but shmir v'bailim, it's a case of shmir v'bailim, and Rashi points out, the Gemara's question is on the first case of the Braisa, of shemar li v'esh melecha, as Rashi says, as shemar li v'esh melecha kai, sheshneim zeh b'melechta shelzeh, that both of them are doing melecha for each other, ava shileni kalicha v'ani esh melecha kalyai, or shemar li v'eshelcha, or yashileni v'esh melecha, in kan b'ailim shel chayfetz b'melechta shel shemar, and therefore the Gemara's question is not on those cases. And once again, the Gemara gives the same teretz that Amar Papa, Rav Papa explains the Amalei Shmar li ayayim v'esh melecha l'mocha, that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven says to Shimon that you should watch my property for me today and I will watch your property for you tomorrow, and therefore neither of them was working for the other one at the start of their Shmira, and therefore both Reuven and Shimon are considered Shemi Sacha for each other, and they're both going to be Chayev for Gnei V'Aveda. The Gemara continues, Hanu Aloi, and Rashi explains, Meichri Oil Shemechapsu Boi Begodim, that these are cells of detergent that wash clothing with this detergent, V'Oesev, and it's a type of grass, V'Ekid Amri, and others say, Aloi, V'Min Boisim, and it's a type of perfume. In any case, there was a group of people that they made a deal with each other, the Chol Yoyma Hava Afed Lechad Minayu, that every day one of them would bake for the other ones and they would take care of preparing the bread for them. Hahu Yoyma Amrulei Lechad Minayu, one day they said to one of their group, Zil Afilon, go and bake for us. And the Gemara will discuss if we're talking about a scenario where it was his day to bake the bread, or if it was another day and really he wasn't responsible to bake the bread on that day. And Amalahu, and he responded to the group, Nitruli Glimai, I want you to watch my coat for me. And at the Asa Pashubah V'ignav, by the time he came back, there was a pshir that occurred, and the coat was stolen. So Asa Kamed Rav Papa, so they came in front of Rav Papa, and Chayvin Dinu, and Rav Papa said that the Chayiv to pay him for his coat. Rashi explains that at this point to the Gemara's Havmina is that this was the day that this person was supposed to bake for the rest of the group, and therefore Rashi says the Hashalayav Inu b'shmiris talisai el kishem mechinam, and therefore when they were guarding his talis, it wasn't in payment for his services, as he owed them to go and bake the bread, and therefore they were watching this coat for free, and they were considered shem mechinam, and that's why the Gemara tells us that a pshia occurred, as since they were shem mechinam, so if it was stolen and they weren't pesheya, then they wouldn't be chayiv. Maisa, since they were pesheya, therefore even though they were shem mechinam, they were still going to be chayiv. The Gemara continues, Omle Rabbanu Rapapa, so Rabbanan said to Rapapa, Amai, why do paskin that they're chayiv to pay if pshia were bailing me, that even though they were pesheya and they were shem mechinam, but the Maisa, he was working for them at the time, as he was baking bread for them, and therefore they should be potter. And the Gemara tells us, Ichsif, the Rapapa was embarrassed that he actually paskin that the chayiv. However, the Gemara tells us, Losoif, Igloi Milsad, who shaita, Shikra Havakashasi, that at the end it was revealed that at the point that the Pshia happened, this person didn't start baking the bread and he was still drinking beer. We know that the only time that the Ptor of Shmiru Bailam applies is only if the Bailam started working at the time that the Shmiru was starting as well, and it was simultaneous. However, over here, since they started guarding his coat before he started baking the bread, therefore they were considered regular Shem Rechinam and they were Chayiv Pshia, and therefore ultimately the Psak of Rapapa was correct that they were Chayiv to pay for his coat. And Rashi points out, Avon Menasasik Miyad, however, if he was started baking the bread right away, Va'afa, Va'acha She'afa, Shasi Shukha, and after he baked the bread, he drank wine, Va'isa Shah of the Talisai, and at that point his talis was lost, Pshiyu Bebailim Namihavi, that is considered a Pshiyu Bebailim, and the reason is because Shanasu Shemim Hayu Bablachtan, as at the point that they became Shemim, at that point he was working for them, and even though at the point of the Pshiyu or at the point of the Gnei Vaveda, he was no longer working for them, he was still a Ptor of Shmir Bebailim, as the Gemara will teach us on Daf Tzadik Heyam Beis, Hayu Imoy B'Shei She'ela, Eina Tzarech Lius Imoy B'Shah Shvur Remesa, Ayin Sham. Before we continue, let's point out that we will see a Machlekes on Daf Tzadik Heyam and Aleph, but again the Din of Shmir Bebailim, as one man the Omer hold that the Din of Shmir Bebailim only applies to a case of Gnei Vaveda or Oinsin. However, if someone is Peshea, then even though there was Shmir Bebailim, then he will not be Potter, since Lamaisi was Peshea. And the other man the Omer hold that the Ptor of Shmir Bebailim even applies to a case of a Pshia, and the Din of Shmir Bebailim is actually applicable even to the case of a Shem Echinam, where the only time a Shem Echinam is Chayev to pay is only if it's Peshea, but if it was Shmir Bebailim, then even a Shem Echinam would be Potter for a Pshia. And Lamaisa, in the story that we just mentioned, we were talking about a case where the people were Shem Echinam, they were Peshea in the Shmira, and Rav Papa said they were Chayev, and then we asked that Lachir is Pshia Bebailim, and the Gemara states, Hanich Lamanda Oma Pshia Bebailim Potter, that it makes sense according to the Manda Oma hold that even Pshia Bebailim is Potter, Meshum Hachi Ichsef, therefore Rav Papa was embarrassed, as Lamaisa he thought that he passed him wrong, El Lamanda Oma Chayev, but according to the Manda Oma that hold, that once a Shemer is Peshea, then there is no Ptor, even if the Bailim were working together with the Shemer. If so, Amai Ichsef, why would Rav Papa be embarrassed if Lachir Rav Papa's Psak is correct, that there is no Ptor, and therefore, since this group of people were Peshea, and they didn't guard their friend's coat properly, and the item was stolen, or the item was lost, so Lachir is Pashit, that they should be Chayev. And the Gemara says that according to the Manda Oma that hold, that Pshia Bebailim is Chayev, then the story was a bit different. And as the Gemara says, Elahu Yoyim Alavdi Dehava, that day was not really the day that he was supposed to bake for the group. And even so, V'amru later today, Zil Afilon At, that they told him that you should go and bake for us, even though it is not your turn and you're not really responsible to bake for us. V'amru Lahu, and he said back to them, Bahu Agra, the Kafina Lahu, and the Tur Glimoi, and instead of the wages that you should pay me for baking for you on a day that's not really my turn, you should go and watch my clothing, and you should watch my coat until I finish baking. And Lamaisa, in this case, they were considered Shem Yisacha and not Shem Yichinam. And we continue on that pay out from the base, Adda Asa, and by the time that he came back, Igniv, his talis was stolen. And as Rashi says, Beloi Pshia, and there was no Pshia involved from the other parties, as Lamaisa, they were Shem Yisacha. Therefore, even if they were not Pshia, they would be Chayev for Gnei Vaveda. And also, Kamed Rapapa, Chayvinu, and when it came in front of Rapapa, Rapapa said that the Chayev to pay for his coat, because they were Shem Yisacha. Yisachar, and the Chayiv for Gneva Veda, and Amli Rabbanon Rapapa, so Rabbanon said to Rapapa, Hashmir B'Bailim, the Lemaise is a case of Shmir B'Bailim. Certainly the Torah of Shmir B'Bailim applies by a case of Hashem Yisachar, and a case where it was a Gneva Veda, and there was no Pshia, and based on this version of the story, so it makes sense that at this point, Ichsif Rapapa was embarrassed, and Lemaise, L'Seif Glei Milsa, the end result, there was a Gila Milsa, that he Shaita, Shechar HaVishasi, that at that point, this person that was about to bake for them was drinking wine, and therefore he actually didn't show that he was ready to work for them, and therefore it's not a case where the Shmir started at a time that he was already working for them, and therefore the Torah of Shmir Rebailim did not apply, and therefore ultimately Rapapa's psak was correct that the Chai had to pay for his coat. And the Gemara continues, Hanu Beitreid, Ava Komasku Be'urcho, Chad Orech V'Chad Gutzo. There were two people that were walking on the road, one of them was tall and one was short, Aricha Rochav Chamara, V'Havali Sadina. The taller one was riding on a donkey, and he had a linen garment with him. He wasn't actually wearing this linen clothing. And meanwhile, Gutza Mechasi Sabla V'Kamaski Bekari, that the shorter person was wearing a wool coat, and he was walking alongside the donkey, but he was on foot, and he wasn't traveling on an animal. And as Rashi points out, that a wool beged gets very wet and absorbs a lot of water, and a linen beged doesn't absorb so much water, and therefore Kimat L'Nara, when they got to a river, Shakla L'Sabla and the shorter person did not want his clothing to get wet and to be drenched, and therefore he took off his wool clothing and he put it on the donkey of the taller person, and then he took this linen garment and wrapped it around himself, and Lemaisa he was walking through the river with the other person's linen garment, and the water of the river swept away this garment, and the linen beged was lost, and Asla Kamei Derava, and now the taller person came to Rava and said that this short person owes him the money for his garment. And the Gemara tells us that Chayve, that Rava said that the short person is Chayve to pay back for the linen garment to the taller person. And Amalei Rabbanon Rava, so Rabbanon said to Rava, Mai, that why should you be Chayve? She'ilu b'vaylami. L'maisa, the taller person was doing a service for the shorter person because he was holding on to his wool beged while he was wearing his linen beged, and therefore it's considered Shmir b'vaylam, and he should be potter. And just like the Gemara taught us before, that Rapapa was embarrassed, the Gemara says that Ichsif, that Rava was embarrassed, but Lemaisa, L'Seif, Glei Milsa, that the end result, it was revealed that Rava's psak was right and correct, as this was not a case of Shmir B'Bailim, the Beloy Daite Shaklei, the shorter person didn't actually ask Rishus from the tall person to use his linen beged, and therefore the short person was a ganev, and certainly is chayiv to pay back for the garment, Beloy Daite Isfai, and he also placed his garment onto the chamar without asking permission from the tall person, and therefore the tall person actually wasn't working for him either, and even if he would have stolen the item and he would have just been a shomer, he would also have been chayiv, as it wasn't the case of Shmir B'Bailim. And Ayin Rashi do Maso Sabla Glufkara Shekirin Kutz, which is like a coat, V'hu Shotzema, that is made of wool, V'habim Mayim Nivloim Boy Machbid Naisai, and it makes it very heavy, L'fikach Pasha Sabla V'niskasa B'Sadin, and therefore to traverse the river he took off for the wool coat and he wanted to wear the linen garment, and Shelo and he was carrying his wool garment on his chamar, and he was transporting it through the river. And the Gemara continues, that Reuben rented his donkey to Shimon, and Amalei, and Reuben said to Shimon, that when you travel, you should not travel near the road that's near Nahapakoid, because there's a lot of water over there, and it could potentially cause damage to my animal. Instead, when traveling, you should travel by the road, by Nourish, where there is no water. And the Gemara tells us, that Lemaisa Shimon didn't listen to Reuven, and he traveled by the road that was by the river Pekoid, and Lemaisa Reuven's Chamar died. And the Gemara tells us, Ki Asa Omar in Azli that it's true that I did travel next to the road that was by the river Pekoid, but Lemaisa, there was no water at that time. That's not why the donkey died, and therefore I should be potter. And the Gemara tells us that Omalei Rava, that Rava said, Mali Lishaka, Iboy Omalei Anoba Ochadinar Shazel. Lemaisa, we would believe Shimon, as he has a Mali Lishaka, as if Shimon was lying, that he could have said a better lie, and he could have claimed that I actually was traveling on the road of Narish, and the animal died in a normal manner, and I didn't even go on the road that was by Nahapakoid at all. And the Gemara continues, Omalei Abaya, but Abaya said to Rava, Mali Lishaka, B'makam Edim Le'aminon, that over here, this Mali Lishaka, shaka is b'makom edim, and we don't have a klal of mali l'shaka b'makom edim. The reason why this is considered in mali l'shaka b'makom edim is because it's so normal and so usual for the road that's near the hapakoid to have an overflowing of water and to have a lot of water on that road. Therefore, we can't believe Shimon, and Shimon will be chayiv. And as Rashi states, b'makom edim dan nan tzadi she'in oisader poloi mayim. However, we have a hold that it is possible that sometimes there isn't water, and therefore it's not mamish a mal de shaka b'makom edim. And therefore, Shimon is neman that this animal died in a normal way, and therefore he is potter. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on that peyon beis shmarli va'amaloi hanech lefanai shemichinam, that if Reuven says to Shimon that I want you to guard an item for me, and Shimon says to him, place it down in front of me, then Shimon becomes a shemichinam and will be chayiv if it is pesheya. And if the item is nignav or nevad, then Shimon will be chayiv to make a shvuah. The Gemara begins, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Amaloi hanech lefanecha, that if instead of Shimon telling Reuven, hanech lefanai, place the item down in front of me, he said, put it in front of you, then Rav Huna teaches us, ein loy shemichinam loy shemisacha, then Shimon does not become a shemichinam or shemisacha, as really Shimon was telling Reuven that he could place it wherever you want, and I'm not watching it for you. The Gemara now continues, Yibaylu, we had the following shayla, that we saw in the Mishnah a case of hanech lefanai, where Rav Huna spoke about a case of hanech lefanecha, and hanech stam amai, what would it then be if Shimon says to Reuven that he should place it, but he didn't say to put it in front of me, and he didn't say that you should put it in front of yourself? And the Gemara will try to bring a raya from our Mishnah, and also try to bring a raya from Rav Huna, and ultimately the Gemara will not have a raya, and the Gemara begins, Tashma, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Shmarli, that if Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to watch my property, but Amaloi, and Shimon says to Reuven, Hanach Lefanai, place the item in front of me, then as we already mentioned, Shimon becomes a Shemichinam, Hastam of Leklum, but it's Mashma that if Shimon would have just responded, Hanech, then Shimon would not become a Shemichinam and would not have any liability at all. And the Gemara continues, Adarabba, the Lucheri, we should be able to bring a Raya Punkfaket, as Rav Huna brought a case where Reuven asked Shimon to watch his item for him, and Shimon responded, Hanech Lefanecha, and Rav Huna stated that Shimon is not considered Shemichinam or Shemisacha, and therefore the Gemara's Medaik, Mid Amr Rav Huna, Hanech Lefanecha, who the in Shemichinam, Shemisacha, that Rav Huna stated that's only in the case where Shimon said that you should place it in front of you, then Shimon is not considered Shemichinam or Shemisacha, Hastam Shemichinam Have, and it's Mashmur that if Shimon would have just stated Hanach, then Shimon would be considered a Shemichinam, and therefore we have a stereo between the Diak from a Mishnah and the Diak from a Huna, Elamehal, Lekal Mishmah, and therefore we can't bring any rias to what the din would be if Shimon only said Hanach Stama and didn't either say Hanach Lefanai or Hanach Lefanecha, and we can't bring a raya from a Mishnah, and we also can't bring a raya from the case of Rav Huna. And I am the Rishonim who are bothered that L'chayra has the Gemara say that we don't have a raya. If L'chayra, since from the Mishnah we have a diok that Hastama v'loy klum, that if he said Hanach, then he's not considered Shem Mechinim or Shem Mesacha, even though we may have a diok from Rav Huna Punkfaket, but the Meiser Rav Huna is an Amira, how could a diok from the words of Rav Huna knock off a diok and a raya that we have directly from a Mishnah? And I am the Rishonim. And the Gemara continues that we just shot a shayla as to what the din would be if he just said Hanach and he didn't say Hanach Lefanai and he didn't say Hanach Lefanecha. And the Gemara says, Lema Ketanoi, let us say that this would be a machlekes between the Tanoim that we had in the Mishnah in Baba Kama on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, as the Mishnah over there is talking about someone that wants to bring some items into the Rishus of another person. And the Mishnah tells us in Hichtus Rishus, if Reuven asked Shimon if he could bring property into his Chatzar, and Shimon said you could bring it in, and Reuven brought it in, and then damages occur to Reuven's property, then Bal Chatzar Chayiv, then Shimon who owns his Chatzar would be Chayiv. However, Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi argues in the Tanakam, and he says, Bekulam Einen Chayiv, Achi Kabbalah Bal Bayis Lishma, in all of the cases of the Mishnah, Shimon would not be Chayiv, even though he told him he could come in, until Shimon actually specifies that not only can you come in, but I'll also watch your property. L'chayr we see that according to Tanakam, even though Shimon only told Reuven that he could come in, it's as if he said, I'm going to watch your property, and therefore, in our case also, when Shimon says to Reuven, Hanach, that you could leave your property, then Lefita Tanakama should be considered as if Shimon said to Reuven that I will watch your property, and therefore he should be chayiv. However, according to Rebbe, even though Shimon said to Reuven, Hanach, that you could leave the property, it's as if Shimon said to Reuven, you could leave it here, but I'm not going to watch it, and you should watch it by yourself, and therefore Shimon would not be chayiv. And the Gemara says, Mimai, that how do you know that you could actually compare the case of the Mishnah in Baba Kama to the Shaila of Agamara of Hanach Stama, And the Gemara explains, Dilma Adkan Lekam Rabbanu Hasam Ela B'chotza Debastin Turihi, that maybe the only time the Tanakama stated in the Mishnah and Baba Kama that the Bala Chotza is Chayiv is only in the case of a Chotza, as since the Bala Chotza knows that it's very easy to watch something that's in his Chotza, so when he said that you could come in, it must be that he meant to say that you could come in and I will guard the Chayfetz for you and I will take responsibility for this item, and therefore, if anything happens to the item, the Bala Chotza would be Chayiv. And as the Gemara says, he was saying to him, come in and I'll watch it for you. But over here, we're talking about a case where Reuven met Shimon in the marketplace, and Reuven said to Shimon, I want to leave my chafetz here. And certainly, it's not easy to guard someone's item in a marketplace. And therefore, when Shimon responded to Reuven and just said, Hanach, it's as if Shimon was saying to Reuven, Anach v'tiv netaloch kamalei, that he was telling Reuven, you could place your item down, but then you should stay here and you watch your own item, and I'm not going to watch your chafetz for you. And therefore, Shimon would not be responsible. And the Gemara continues, Inami, and the opposite is also true regarding the din that Rebbe stated in the Mishnah Masechtas Baba Kama, that Ad Kan Lekom Rebbe Hasam Ela B'Chatzeri, that the only time that Rebbe said his din is B'negeya Chotza that belongs to a person, and Delulei Rishusa Kabay L'Mishkel Menei, in order for someone to come and use his property and bring anything into his property, a person has to ask for permission, even though the Bala Chotza told him that he could come in, but B'chiyav Le Rishusa L'Yulei, when he gave him permission to come into his property, Tivin Utarlo Kamalei, he was really saying that you should come in, but you have to sit there and watch your own chepetz and watch your own possessions, and I'm not going to be responsible. And as Rebbe said, the only way that the Bala Chotza will be chayiv is only if he actually specified that I will watch the chepetz for you and I'll be responsible. However, Aval Hacha, in the case where Reuven said to Shimon, can I leave my item here? And Shimon said, Hanach, leave it. Hanach v'ano menatra kamalei. It must be that Shimon meant to say to Reuven that you can leave the item and I will actually watch it and I'll be responsible as a shayim achinam. The Isach v'dayta Hanach v'tiv netokomlei, as if you will think that Shimon meant to tell Reuven that you could leave it here and then you should sit here and you yourself should watch your item and I'm not taking responsibility. The Maisa, since this Rishus doesn't belong to Reuven and they're standing in a public area and they're standing in a shuk, Ila Isva Rishusa Baila Mishkal, do you think that Reuven needs permission from Shimon to put his item down in this area? And by the fact that Shimon actually said that you could place the item here, it must be that Shimon wasn't only giving him permission, but Shimon was actually being Makabla Chayis and telling Reuven that he will watch of him as a Shayim Mechinam. And therefore, from the Mishnah and Mesechus Baba Kama and from the Dinim that the Tanakam and Rebbe stated in that Mishnah, we can't bring a Raya to any Tzadim, but the Gei the Shaila, in the case where Reuven asked Shimon if he could leave his item, and Shimon just responded Hanach, and he just said Hanach Stoma, and we will stop over here.